characters. Tony proposed and said perhaps we'd better get married. I didn't answer, but I didn't want to live in Christopher Court with people above, below and either side. I made sure he could get up the steps to my bungalow, and 2 days later I said yes, because he needed 24-hour care. He'd lost 2 stone in weight and he'd given up. He wanted to die, and he was too good to leave to die. And I looked after him all day and all night. I made sure he was kept warm. I got up in the night. I got him fresh hot water bottle. I didn't leave an electric blanket on because that was dangerous with a person. If they might, he'd had an op below the belt as well. And I gave him food he could eat because he'd had tracheotomy years before, and he could only digest fish or chicken done but was tender, and I made sure he could eat. And we were married just September 1998. We got a special license and married that went the service at the registrar's. And Tony had said to the people in Christopher Court, I'm getting married next week. If you'd like to come, you can have a cup of tea and a piece of cake. And although they had Meals on Wheels, they all got upstairs to the first floor. And Tony gave the partner of his granddaughter, the partner was the manager of the Full House, some money to buy people drinks because there was a bar there. I've forgotten what they called that place before it was called the Full House.
Odeon Cinema.
No, not the Odeon Cinema. It was the place at the roundabout, the old projectionist, before it was called that.
The Heath Park Hotel.
We had I arranged the reception at the Heath Park Hotel, and Verity Caldwell, who was a solicitor at Smeathman, she helped me on my wedding day, and she made sure Tony and I sat at the top table, and she helped me dress and put some flowers on my hat. And we went to the registrar's first, and Rita Messett was, she'd been deputy mayoress when Tony and Wynne had been mayor and mayoress, was one of the witnesses. And the other witness was Henry and he was the finance officer. Being Tony's friend for 46 years, he was the finance officer when Tony was mayor, and he was the other witness. And the other people that came to the wedding were people who worked with me in Kodak. It wasn't convenient for any of my relations at short notice. None of them came, but a boy I'd known his mother, he came and he spoke of it. He said, do you mind if I speak a few words for you, Auntie Joyce? And he spoke at the wedding. Said a few words, and we went to St John's Church after we'd been to the registrar, and the vicar said would we sit in the main body of the church because there were so many people. We went in the lady chapel, but we asked us to move to the main body, and they gave us a couple of chairs to sit on, and we had the service there, and went to the reception after the service. And a girl I'd studied with at Decorum College decorated her car, opened the back of it, had the car decorated between the church service and the reception, and came and collected us at the Heath Park Hotel, at the church, St John's Church, and drove us slowly to the Heath Park Hotel with the back of the car open. And I was feeling like the Queen. Tony got Vicky, his dog, and I got Sonny Jimmy, my dog, and I felt like the Queen, because the car was decorated with roses, silver ribbon, and everything she could think of. Margaret Day, who's still friendly with me and lives at Leverstock Green. That was September 1998.